Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball.
That's Tommy from the rock opera by the same name. That's the Who bringing this thing. Little cut. Welcome back, 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. He's the author of Why Don't You Want What I Want? Also, Beyond the Wall of Resistance. He's the guy who's taught us so much about how to lead change. We're talking about building a coalition, Rick.
Yeah.
And by the way, Rick Maurer, M-A-U-R-E-R, rickmaurer.com is how you find him online, and you'll be glad you did. Rick, you put together a pretty cool offering called the Energy Bar that really provides a track to run on for building a change coalition, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and I can explain it to your listeners in a minute, and then I can tell them the website that'll give them more stuff. But basically, just think of a bar running, you know, in front of you horizontally, and on the far right side is really strong support. You need people to, you know, to roll up their sleeves, dig in, take on leadership, and all the way over to the left is resistance, and they're going to work against you. And that's a sliding scale along support and resistance. And so the first question you need to ask is, all right, for this particular project, this particular change, what energy do I need? And obviously it's going to need to be on the support side, but do I need a little bit, a lot, and so on? Mm-hmm. And I identify that, and then I say, what's their energy likely to be? And if, let's say, I need them to be willing to try something out, and their energy is likely to be willing, then you don't need this energy bar because you got what you need. But if you say, you know, I don't think so. I think they're going to grumble. So suddenly, you start to see this gap between what you need and what you got. And that gap, frankly, that's where I spend my day. That's where I work with people. You got to know, so first of all, what's the gap? And second, why is there a gap? Mm-hmm. And then you can start to come up with strategies. And my third question that I ask people on this assessment then is, are you willing to be influenced by those people that you want to move up the energy bar? And if so, here's some ideas.
And if you're not, then you're probably not going to make it long term. Because it's kind of a test. Answering that question, folks, if anybody ever asks you that, are you willing to be influenced by the people you want to influence? That's kind of a test about whether you've got the kind of management style that will make it, that will sustain itself in the 21st century in the digital age. What do you think, Rick?
I do. I'm sure there are going to be exceptions, but by and large, I think that's a really risky one.
Those are called dictatorships, and they're in banana republics. They don't work in the marketplace. I wonder, by the way, give us the website for the Energy Bar.
Sure. Yeah, Energy Bar is Energy Bar Tools. Tools is plural. EnergyBarTools.com.
All right, so check that out.
And there's a little video that you could show in meetings. It's 3 minutes. It's animated. And then there's that three-question assessment that I just went through.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's all kinds of other resources there, too. All of it's free, by the way.
Thank you for that. We appreciate that very much, folks. That's what a great gesture by Rick. One of the things that I'd like to encourage people to do, folks, if you're having a hard time leading change because things are just coming at you so fast, get your team together, get your coalition together, and get a whiteboard or a flip chart, and let everybody identify all the tasks that you guys do in a day, or in a week, in a month. What are the things that you do? You know, we sell things, we buy things, we move things, we deliver things, we service things, we account for things, we pay things, blah, blah, blah. Whatever those major things are. And then break them down into smaller things. And then ask this question. Must this be done in-house? And anything you can outsource to people who are really good and they love to lead change in that area, hire them to do it. Outsource those things. What do you think, Rick? Well, don't you think that's going to allow you to lead, to focus your time on leading change on your core competencies?
You bet. I mean, I'm a one-person business, but I have somebody who works with me outreach, and she's a contractor. I, you know, went out to a website. She responded really well. did. We talked. I mean, and I've worked with her now for 9 months. She's, you know, and she does what maybe I could do, but I don't have the motivation to do it.
Yeah. I mean, three-fourths of the people who serve my business are not employees.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do without them, but they're not
employees. The world is moving that way.
That's exactly right. Rick, I need the website one more time, please.
Sure. EnergyBarTools, TOOLS.com. And that's the one that's most active, and there's just all kinds of free stuff there.
So you be sure to check that out. Hey, Rick, thanks again for being here. Good job, as always. Come back.
It was a pleasure.
Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen, M-A-U-R-E-R. He's the best. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.